This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Argentina's government seemed very pleased this week with a decision by a UN commission extending its maritime territory, expanding the continental shelf to apparently include the British-owned Falkland Islands, called the Malvinas by Argentina, who lost a disastrous war over them in the 1980s. Further study of the UN report, though, seems to leave the Falklands where they are for now in international waters. But since the end of the war, a 2012 report estimated that it cost the British government $96 million a year to defend the island from another invasion. Mike Summers is the chair of the Falklands Legislative Assembly and considers a free Falklands a principle relevant to all people in the world.
I think the biggest danger to us is not the UK government, because UK political parties collectively have a broad view about the right to self-determination in the Falklands, but it's a wish for compromise by those we might otherwise consider to be our allies. The Canadian government is very firmly supportive of the right to self-determination of Falkland Islanders and speaks out regularly. The US government doesn't and won't. That's a worry for us, that whilst you might normally expect that the US government would be the strongest supporter of the right to self-determination around the world, because that's in effect its essence. On the issue of the Falkland Islands, it rather likes to seek compromise between friends and suggesting that people should be talking about this. That's the biggest danger to us, that people think that somehow we should be compromising our moral principles and our fundamental rights to freedom to satisfy someone else's territorial demand.
So if I were to say something like, man, it's sort of weird that the British are down here in this island right off the shore of Argentina, geographically, that seems like a bit of an anomaly. That just makes your blood run cold.
Well, there are lots of anomalies around the world. The Falklands are 400 miles off the coast of Argentina. I could point to Guam, perhaps, or the Marshall Islands that you'll be familiar with. There are lots of territory around the world that belong to sovereign territory of places that are a long way away. That's just a fact of life around this world. We would like to get on with our neighbors. We would like to work on issues of mutual interest. There are issues about the protection of the ecosystem in the Southwest Atlantic, about mutual preservation of fish stocks and those sorts of things that we should be working on together. And we would like to be able to do that. We would like to trade freely with Uruguay, with Chile, with Argentina, and with Brazil. That makes just the most sense.
Could you imagine an offer that you could make if you were running the show, Mike, and you practically are, as chair of the Falklands Legislative Assembly? I mean, the queen never comes there. You might as well, pull some levers of power there, Mike. What offer could you make that could actually achieve that rapprochement that you're talking about?
I think the sort of offer that we can make to Argentina is that we ought to be working together to make sure that this region of the world is peaceful, gets on and cooperates together, and works together to achieve the aims that we want. If the suggestion is that, well, should we give them a piece of our land to achieve that peace? I think the answer has to be no. You don't cut off the bottom of your garden and give it to your neighbor just because he happens to want it. The right to self-determination of the people of the Falkland Islands is enshrined in the UN Charter. We would like to think that all sensible nations can support that and would support that actively and help us reach a position with the Argentines where they accept that there is no compromise to be had on the right to self-determination. That's the way we should go forward and just accept that as the fundamental human rights and moral principle behind this issue.
Mike Summers is chair of the Falklands Legislative Assembly. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.